Poker told very quickly. We had the Zechut Gadol yesterday. Zechut Gedolah. Sorry. In Yiddish, it's Zechut Gadol, and in Ivrit, it's Zechut Gedolah. Yes, so we had the Zechut Gedolah. We had the big Zechut to have Rav Eliyahu Bar Shalom, who is the chief rabbi of Bat Yam in just south of Tel Aviv. The chief rabbi of Bat Yam was here yesterday, gave a short shiur on Hilchot Nisuin. Rav Eliyahu Bar Shalom is also famous, world famous, in the world of Zayanim, for his Sefer Mishpat HaKetuvah. Mishpat HaKetuvah is an 8-volume encyclopedia. It's not like a little like Kitzur Halachot Likutim. It's an 8-volume encyclopedia. Each volume is this thick and on two topics: Edim and Chatimot, Tarikh and Nusach HaKetuvah. Each one is a massive, massive work, and it's very well done, very well mekubal in the world of Dayanim to use the Sefer. And whenever someone wants to argue about Hilchot Ketuvah, they're always like quoting him and either and agreeing or disagreeing. He's very important in that sense. He was here yesterday. He's here for his a trip in New York. He gave a shiur, and just some of the highlights of the shiur, he discussed the Jewish marriage and the non-Jewish marriage. Kodem Atan Torah, the Rambam tells us, Adam Pogea Isha Bashuk. You find a girl in the street, in Manhattan, you say, hey, you want to get married? She says, okay, good, you go move in together in Shalom. That's basically what happens nowadays also. The thing is, the Jews aren't allowed to do that anymore. It's that Matan Torah, we got the Torah, and that comes with certain halakhot of how we live our lives. Goyim continue that way. Rav Bar Shalom had a chidush, which he wasn't ready to explain. He had a chidush that for the Goyim, it's not just yes and no. It's whatever the Dina de Malchuta, whatever the law says is called marriage and divorce, that's called marriage and divorce. Otherwise, just moving in together, sleeping together, whatever, they don't think they're married. Why would we think they're married? I don't know. Rashi in Sanhedrin says that. So I don't know why he said that. Why he said otherwise. But he thinks that the Rambam was talking about a time when there was no Medina with laws about marriage. Okay, whatever. So just a quick highlight that from the Shiur, he talked about how there's numerous stages to marriage. There's Shiduchin, when they get engaged. There's Kiddushin, when we start the marriage, make her into an Ishat Ish. She's Asura, the Kolei Amo, from the moment they put the ring on her finger, the wedding ring, not the engagement ring, hopefully. That could happen too. You have to be very careful. Don't do it in front of Edim. And also, there's Ketubah, and then there's Nisuin. So you said, what makes her a married woman is not the Shiduchin, it's not the Nisuin, it's not the Ketubah. This is a very, very beautiful presentation that he had. He was able to first be Sholel, all the things that it's not, and he said it's the Kiddushin that makes her into a married woman. And the Mashal, you can have the wedding in wherever the important temple Israel with photographers, 1,000 guests and everything, but if they don't do the Kiddushin properly, she is still not married. Whereas you can have a guy who goes to a Yeshiva Kedosha in co-ed school, and he sits at the lunch table with a girl, he hands her, she says, pass me the water, and he says, no. She says, pass me the water. He said, only if you marry me. And she says, okay, and he gives it to her, Mikudeshe, she gets married to somebody else, Isur, every time they're together, and all the children are Mamzerim. So it's very important to know what the halacha is when it happens. And it used to be that Kiddushin would happen very separate from Nisuin. It used to be Kiddushin would happen up to a year in between the Nisuin, so they could prepare. And back then, they were 12 years old when they got engaged. So they needed a little bit of time to prepare. My grandmother was 16, I think, when she got engaged in Iran. So another one of my grandmothers was 14. I don't remember anymore, but I have to ask. But it used to be that in Mashdad, they got married for sure very young because they wanted to make sure they didn't intermarry. They weren't asked by their neighbor, non-Jewish neighbors, to intermarry with them. It was a big deal to get married very early. But Rashi, 900 years ago, Rashi made a takana that we don't do Kiddushin and Nisuin, the ring on her finger and the chuppah ceremony, too far apart. Rashi's reason was very simple. It costs a lot of money. Every single time, you have to have the engagement, you have the vart, the lechaim, the engagement, until Sheva Brachot and Shabbat Chatan. You can't spend money. Of course you're going to spend money. So to minimize the number of seudot, instead of having one for Kiddushin and one for the Nisuin, we have one seuda for both. Later on, in Mitzrayim, 700, 600 years later, the problem was not money. The problem was that by the time she got to the Nisuin, she was pregnant. So instead of Chas v'Shalom that happening, because once you tell someone that it's sort of okay, then he'll not hold back. So therefore, we made sure that we do it all together in one shot. Halacha l'maaseh, even though there's a cherem not to have kiddushin nisuin separately, there was a case a few years ago. Rav Azner and Rav Eliashiv were asked to explain what to do. A woman was dying, a mother was dying. Her daughter was getting married in 2 weeks. The doctor said she has 4 days to live. So they're like, what do you mean? What do we do? The mother said, I want to go to Shamayim knowing that my daughter is married. Do me a favor and get married for me now. And they're like, Ima, we have a wedding hall, we have a photographer, we have guests coming, we can't do this. No, I need to see it now. So what do you do? Okay, so do the kiddushin now. At least put the ring on her finger now and make the mother happy. It's she's about to die. Maybe this will even extend her life, the doctors thought. Okay, pikuach nefesh. So you should violate the cherem. But can you imagine you go to a wedding, everyone walks down the aisle and they just skip the kiddushin? They skip putting the ring on. It would look very weird. So let's fake it. So they faked it. Rav Vazner and Rav Eliashiv said, you can fake the kiddushin at the in the hospital room. You can put a ring on her finger, just tell her in advance, this is not the shame kiddushin. And oh, mazal tov, mazal tov, mazal tov, mother feels so good. She felt so good that she lived another 3 weeks past the wedding. So it was a so in the end they didn't need to do anything and they didn't need to have a sheila, but maybe that's what got her to live so long. Anyway, those are just some highlights from Rav Eliyahu Bar Shalom, the chief rabbi of Bat Yam's shiur yesterday here in Yeshiva. Hopefully I'll put it online later. If you want to see more about Mishpat HaKetubah, we have in the library on 5A, and we also have in Gluck in 5 in the Beit Din room. It's a very important sefer for Dayanim, and we should all be zochet to learn Torah on such a level that we can benefit from it as well.